Just like that, we're back. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you folks are having another fantastic day today, as always. And be sure, the last day on sale, the product of the week, the D3. And what did you guys vote for? I haven't even checked. Let's see. Probably magnesium brain food. And, yeah, that's pretty.
Wow. Magnesium, it always wins.
Why, I'll give you no love to carnitine and liver support. Y'all over there hating on him.
No, it's that everybody wants to take magnesium brain food. By the way, I first started taking this product after we developed it years ago, and immediately within a week, I noticed my brain fog was gone.
Yeah.
Now, my brain fog wasn't bad, really, but I could feel it. Sometimes you kind of think and you go, what was I thinking? I mean, where did I put my hat? Those car keys have to be somewhere. I know I'll find them. And every once in a while, I'm still looking for a credit card
still
that I can't find.
Credit card, yeah.
But I know I've got it. Nobody's made any charges on it. But that did happen. But that was my own fault. But that brain fog stuff just kind of went away. It was, within a week, it was great.
Well, it'll be on sale tomorrow, so you guys enjoy it. And also, too, I got some updates on the site.
Oh, by the way, it chelates magnesium, aluminum out of the brain.
It does. Really good for that, too.
So if you're any area that are spraying chemtrails on you, which means anywhere, make sure you take this product.
And also, too, we updated on the site today. We got the collagen 3-pack special, guys. A lot of people were asking about that. They wanted to stock up on it.
That's great.
Yeah. This thing about the collagen is that you've got to stay on it. I've noticed that with it. You've got to run it consistently for at least about 3 months. And just because it builds up in the body, it helps support growth, repair, recovery, and you got to stay on it. That's the biggest thing. Like the purple sticks, those will hit you in the face in the first 5 minutes.
By the way, the collagen, what it does, it's what your body's made out of. It's protein, right? And it's not that it's not working when you first take it. It's that you're usually very deficient in it to start with.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you've got a gas tank. You know, it's so funny. You know, I learned a long time ago, I had a Lexus way back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And that Lexus hit zero, hit empty, and it ran out of gas. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You end up having it was one of those days. And I realized very quickly, it took a minute to fill it up on an empty tank.
Oh, yeah, when it's stone cold empty.
Okay. Many of your tanks are empty as far as this kind of protein support. And so your body, when it sees it, it goes nuts. It starts running it immediately.
It just absorbs
and then it has to build up to get the joints and everything else feeling good again. And so that's the thing it does. That's why supplements don't work like drugs do. Some drugs you take them and you're like, oh, God, I feel great in like 10 minutes, right? You get these guys that are hooked on Adderall or hooked on Ritalin.
Yeah.
You know, they say, the other day I was at the doctor's office. I told you guys this. And I was getting a blood test. Some guy walks in and goes, that's a strain release. Ritalin doesn't work. That Adderall doesn't work. I need the real stuff that comes all along at once. I can't think.
Gosh.
He said it in the lobby. You know, waiting. And I thought to myself, well, I know what he's on now. I mean, it's great. He had a pressure washing business. He says, I can't move. Can't think. You know, it's a strain release. You got to get me the real stuff. Well, that's an amphetamine salt.
Yeah.
And this is not that.
This is not that. This is collagen.
this is something that takes time to build up in your system. Like, you got to fill the fuel tank up. And then what it says full, right?
Yeah.
It says full. And so now you go, okay, well, I don't need to take that anymore. And all of a sudden, now you're empty again. And now you're like, oh, my joints hurt. You got to keep your tank full. So what you got to learn to do is this. You got to stay on it. And kind of every time you get to an eighth of a quarter of a tank down, you got to fill back up.
Load it back up again. Well, that's why I put the 3-pack special together on it. And you guys asked for this as well. Put it together. I listen to you guys. Contrary to a lot of people's belief, I do listen. I do reply. The 3-pack special on the purple powder can.
You put a 3-pack special.
I did put a 3-pack special on this. You guys have asked me for it.
Good luck keeping it in inventory.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll have another. I gotta have another batch. Whole other batch starting to get manufactured.
When he says that, means we're about out of the first batch. Yeah.
Hint, hint. We're working on it. So, yeah, but the 3-pack, I wanted to do that for everybody, at least while we still have some in inventory. That'll come off the sale if we get low, though.
It says the label was misprinted. It shows 24 servings. It's incorrect.
That was on the old one right there, the new one. Some of the old batches, we had that on there. Once that's cleared, the new ones all have 30 on them now.
Okay, good.
That was just the old label that we've cycled.
We need to take that off this.
Yeah, clean it out on there. But so, yes, there's about 30 servings per can on that. I had one guy actually go out and measure it out. And he said he got like 31.2 servings out of it. He was like scooping it, scraping at the top. He was like really exact.
I tell you what, I like this guy.
Very precise. Very precise on it. So those are on sale right now. Be sure to check them out at Health Masters. And one thing that I want to get into, you know, I got some stuff my buddy sent me. He's still a defense contractor. This whole thing with the NDAA, with the National Defense Act, tying in Israel, the United States military, is unbelievably treacherous and treasonous. I'm going to go into a little bit more detail. You guys, this is one of those times when you guys need to be contacting your local congressional leaders, your local senators. I'm working on that right now. This cannot pass. This is so far out of lines of what's even constitutional.
Let's stop for let's zing it back for a second. Years ago, we said to you guys, it doesn't matter if you're Russian, Jewish, German, Portuguese, it doesn't matter what you are, if you're a citizen from another country, you shouldn't be able to serve in our Congress.
Exactly.
And when you throw a bunch of dual Israeli citizens in the United States Congress and Senate, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to vote anything they want for their home country. This shouldn't be legal.
Listen, so he sent me a text on it, and basically he went over to detail a lot of what they're saying here. This would be the closest military engagement as far as interconnection the United States has ever had in history of its inception, period. This is the crazy part. Section 224 will require the U.S. Defense Secretary, to appoint an executive agent, a single official to coordinate military cooperation between the U.S. and Israel. One person. One person is going to have the say about everything between those two countries, the United States and Israel's military connection. This would be insane on the fact that says what Congress is trying to do is find different ways of entrenching the relationship so deep in Americans' own defense industrial base that it will be impossible to root out. The new section of the law on the NDAA would give Israel unprecedented access to American technology and would force the United States military to integrate Israel defense technologies into our own critical military supply chain, giving Israel leverage over America's defense priorities. This will allow Israel to monitor, watch, control, dictate, analyze, and basically spy on every factor of our U.S. military.
And it'll bring lavender into our U.S. military.
That's exactly right. And joint operations. And here's the problem, he said. Israel does not have a track record of doing good things. Let's just be clear on that. They go out of control with what they do. They don't rein themselves in. They don't listen to anybody. They pretty much act on their own accord and don't follow any type of international law.
They shoot Palestinian children for sport.
I want to get into everything I've talked about before, but taking a country that already has a track record of not following any type of guidelines and telling them you guys need to self-govern yourselves inside of our own military, here's the problem. What happens if they just decide, hey, you know what? We need to basically take over all of Lebanon next week and all of the U.S. military bases in the Middle East, well, we have full defense control over them now. We're making all of them operational. We're using U.S.
military. What if they want to drop a nuke on somebody, one of our nukes?
Yeah. They got access to our ballistic missiles. They have access to our intercontinental missiles. I mean, when in the world was this ever something okay to have any foreign country intertwined with our U.S. military defense? Never. It's never even been remotely optional because it's illegal. It's treason. You can't do this. And the fact that these senators are pushing this through, this shows you how doggone compromised the U.S. government is.
Well, you got to remember, when you've got a bunch of videos of senators and congressmen having sex with little girls called the Jeffrey Epstein files. Jeffrey Epstein was Mossad. He was an Israeli operative. You know, when they've got pictures of everybody with everybody having all kinds of everything all of the time, suddenly everybody has a tendency to fall right in line because they don't want the pictures released. In other words, here's my cell phone. I'm going to make sure it's turned off, all right? Turn it off, it's off. Okay? There's nobody on my cell phone. Okay, I'm not talking to anybody. There's nobody here. Now, Trump reportedly ripped Netanyahu in a phone call, demanded Lebanon, said, you're blankety-blank crazy. I'm saving your blankety-blankety butt. Here's how it works. There's nobody on the phone. You listening to me? There's nobody here. Netanyahu! There's nobody, but Netanyahu's not on the phone. But the press is there, and they hear it. Netanyahu, what the blankety blank's wrong with you, blankety blank, dude, some son of a blankety 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 blank. And now there's nobody on the phone. And the press crew goes, he just ripped Benjamin Netanyahu a new one. You blankety 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 blank. Ah, I hate you, blankety blankety blank blank. Stop bombing Lebanon. There's nobody on the phone. Now, the press corps picks it up, or whoever listens to this conversation. Oh, Trump reportedly, well, reportedly, there's nobody on the phone. Ripped Netanyahu in a phone call, demanded Lebanon truce. You blankety-blank crazy. I'm saving your blankety-blanky butt. This is all obfuscation. Here's how it goes. You ready? Trump's on the phone. He really is on the phone. Here's Benjamin Netanyahu. I'll blankety-blankety do whatever I want to do to blankety-blankety Lebanon. You understand that, boy? I got pictures of you, boy. I got pictures on the Epstein files. You're going to listen to me. You already said that the Kabbalah was everything you stood for and believed for. You got the Tree of Life Award. You know you're subservient to me, boy. Now you listen to me. But that was a real phone call.
Boy.
And now, when I was at Van's church on Sunday, I call myself a white boy. Blacks hate being called boys. So I call myself a white boy. I was kind of playing with him a little bit. But and I don't know if that conversation took place that way with Trump and Netanyahu. But got a feeling it's kind of like that. I mean, you know, when you get in the limousine and you fire Pamela Bondi and nobody else can hear you. And you make sure she understands how the world works, and you put your own personal attorney in to make sure no more Epstein files are released. They didn't want pictures of dead babies in the freezer showing up. And they did.
Not a good look.
Not a good look for our Congress. And then you realize, well, don't you understand that it's the fallen angels that are running the thing, and they got to eat something. Whoa. They got to do something. So, I mean, so there's some real weird stuff going on right now. And the problem is, if you think you're going to see the rest of the Epstein files, it's kind of like the Kennedy files. Good luck with all that. It's kind of like if you really think they're going to tell you about they didn't land on the moon back in 69, they ain't going to tell you about that one either. So it goes on and on and on. That's why I told you a couple years ago I did a show. I said everything's a lie. Everything they tell you. And I listed like 25 things they tell you. I mean, I'm telling you the planet's not even where the planet's supposed to be. This is more of a realm than a planet with all kinds of weird stuff going on down there in Antarctica. But they don't want you to buy that either. You can't know about it. I mean, there's stairs going down into the ice in Antarctica to another substrate down there. And one guy went down there back in the 50s. He walked down in there.
Oh.
He never came out.
You know, it's just for the pelican migration or the penguin migration. You know that. There's nothing down there. This is, you know.
And then another guy went down there to get him. I think they had a rope tied on him. They pulled him back out. He was never able to speak again. Now, what the heck did he see? And so this crazy stuff down here in this world that we have, and that, my friends, is why we did Angel Wars. So you'll know what happened in the pre-Adamic race. But anyhow, Trump ripping Netanyahu?
No.
Never happened.
You know what else is crazy, too? They just showed that high-dose vitamin D can lower diabetes risk.
Adult onset or juvenile?
I think adult onset, type 2.
Yeah, well, type 2 is pretty easy to correct. If you change your diet, you get off the high-fructose corn syrup, start on turmeric, and apparently now,
vitamin D3. This is nearly 150. 15 million Americans are on the road to diabetes.
Gosh, that's a lot. That's number. Half the population, but almost half the population.
Yeah.
Well, it's the high fructose corn syrup. It's the glyphosate.
It says a genetic quirk in roughly 70% of pre-diabetic adults may determine whether high-dose vitamin D can meaningfully lower the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The research builds on a trial. More than 2,000 U.S. adults living with pre-diabetes randomized either take 4,000 units of D3 a day or a placebo for 3.5 years. Initially, the trial did not find any significant changes.
Wow, 4,000.
Wow. Yeah. That's actually a lot higher than they say. Relevant. A lot of times they were doing, we recommend 600. That's what it says here. The recommended allowance was 600.
When the scientists analyzed participants' DNA, more nuanced picture emerged. Those carry specific variations, okay?
Known as AC or CC in a gene called APOL.
Diabetes has so many serious complications developed slowly after years. What they're saying is that they didn't see a lot of difference until they looked at the genetic realm and how it reduced the risks of the onset diabetes. Wow. And that's a lot of people call that type 3 diabetes with Alzheimer's. And also, I saw an article the other day, and I'm not making any claims here, and I don't sell this product to the office, but they're saying that coconut oil has been shown to help Alzheimer's patients.
Huh.
Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Because how it feeds the brain.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got somebody, in fact, it says coconut for Alzheimer's, they're calling it the coconut residue for Alzheimer's disease. It says begin with 1 to 2 tablespoons of organic, non-hydrogenated virgin coconut oil per meal, working up to 6 tablespoons a day. Avoid any hydrogenated coconut oil. Combine with MCT oil for faster, higher ketone elevation. Reduce dietary sugar and refined carbohydrates to address the underlying insulin resistance, not just supply backup fuel. Layer the broader neuroprotective base with turmeric, curcumin, Mediterranean diet, B vitamins, resveratrol. Wow. And they're saying it's been shown to help with, none of it is a cure, but it helps replace clinical care. So it was very interesting. I read this last night, and I thought, a lot of people have relatives with Alzheimer's disease. You know, 6 tablespoons of coconut oil a day is not that hard. You can put it in a protein shake.
You can. It's a lot of fat.
Well, that's what it's for. See, well, the brain's supposed to be fat. Remember, though, let's make sure you take your statin drugs.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and cook your brain. Let's make sure you can't think anymore.
Oh, and you can't use butter either. You need to make sure you need to use margarine or seed oils. It's the soybean oil is healthy for you now.
Like, what are they thinking?
No, dude.
I was at a health food store the other day, and there was a lady there working with her. She had a PhD in something or another. I have no idea. I don't believe that for a second, by the way. And she goes, oh, I use omega-6 all the time. Don't believe anything that's bad about omega-6. I looked at her, I thought, I kind of looked under the rock. I didn't do this as a metaphor. I kind of looked under the rock. I'm like, where have you been living under the rock? I'm like, you just don't know about omega-6. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, seed oils. This is interesting. Going back to what Trump was saying, Trump has now directed the agencies, the Department of Health and the CDC, to align with the study that is now recommending fewer childhood vaccines now. They said basically the Trump order references a scientific assessment of the Department of Health for those developing nations, including the United States, that the United States currently recommends more childhood vaccines than any other nation, including more than twice as many vaccines as European nations. Under the new order, all executive departments and agencies must ensure that regulations on child and adolescent immunizations align with the new schedule. This is what RFK Jr. did. We dropped off like 12 of these shots on here.
You know, the crazy thing is that, you know, RFK Jr. was one of the best things that Trump did. So that's the problem with Trump, isn't it? He makes these unbelievably horrible mistakes, makes these unbelievably horrible accusations, does his whole, but then he puts RFK in. Remember I told you, I didn't think he would do it. He did it.
Yeah.
And I am shocked that RFK is still in there with what he's done with pharmaceutical companies.
Well, especially with the childhood shot schedule. I really did not think they would ever push this thing down. I mean, it needs to be massively changed still. I'm still not even remotely okay with the level of shots they have available on the schedule. But I mean, I never thought they'd pull any. I thought they'd keep putting more, much less take 12 off the schedule. And this goes to show you, though, what's crazy about it is it goes to show you how out of control the CDC had gotten, these pharmaceutical agencies had gotten so embedded with our agencies and forcing them to say, hey, you need to do another one, you need another one, add another one, add another shot, add another shot, to the point where it's like this isn't even remotely feasible nor scientifically based in anything. I told you guys before, if you ever have a question to a pediatrician and you're wondering why, I said ask them where are the clinical trials where they've tested 6 different vaccines at one single time on children, on participants. 6 different shots on a safety measure. There's none. They don't exist. There's not even animal trials with all the shots on the schedule together. None. There's not a single study that's ever been done having all those injections done at the same time in one sitting and seeing what the long-term side effects are. They get the shots approved one by one by one by one, and then they turn them into trivalent shots like the MMR, and then they turn around and add those more shots together in a group and basically put it out there. And so do your research, my friend. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not giving you medical advice. What I am telling you is ask questions and do research, because this is a whole different world when you dig down this rabbit hole and you start finding out a lot is not the truth of what we've been told. What do you think, bud?
None of it's true, bud. It's all a bunch of lies. Well, then once you push the shot stuff is just a disastrous nightmare.
Yes.
By the way, Clint Eastwood retired. And, you know,
he's got to be like 90 now.
He's 96.
Gosh.
And, I tell you what, he's pretty amazing, I think. I mean, he really has.
He's cool, dude. Hang him high.
Yeah, Unforgiven, Hang him high, Mystic River, Gran Torino, Outlaw Josie Wales. Great movie, by
Outlaw
the way.
Josie Wales.
Oh, one of the best. Pale Rider, High Plains Drifter, Perfect World, Million Dollar Baby. I mean, this guy is amazing. And the thing I like about him, it kind of sums it up right here. I have seen every TV show. This is a comment. I have seen every TV show and every movie that he has ever done. Clint Eastwood, my all-time favorite in Hollywood, a real man with rugged individualism in a current world with too many pansies and petunias. Wow. You know, I still remember him in Rawhide. Rawhide. I mean, I love that. So that is an old black and white show, but that's how he got his start. And then he did all those spaghetti westerns, but he's absolutely amazing. By the way, Pierce Morgan is twisting the knife on this Shapiro. Shapiro's his whole thing is it's just falling apart now. We covered this, and the reason I continually talk about how horrible Ben Shapiro is, I want to see him completely out of social media. You think, well, you're kidding, right? No, I'm not kidding. When he basically came on the Joe Rogan show and talked about Jesus and how he was basically killed for his troubles and he was nothing to them, it lets you know. And see, he did that. He basically shot himself in the foot when he did that.
Well, he was cocky. He did it bragging. Mm-hmm. But we don't believe that. He's bragging about it. What happened was, the problem is, Joe Rogan was such a big platform. A lot of Christians still watch Joe Rogan.
And it says, just a few years ago, Ben Shapiro, the absolute nightmare from the pit with the dual little hat citizenship, was the defining voice of the right-wing media. His podcast sat near the top of the charts. All that feels like a distant memory now. Shapiro's social media traffic has collapsed. Everybody's sick of listening to him. So what happened? Ryan Broderick, a longtime internet culture reporter, he publishes the Garbage Day newsletter, has a succinct explanation. The old age problem with working at a racism factory eventually makes a new racism that includes you. And so basically, what he's saying is that Ben Shapiro is just a racist. But because he's Jewish, he thinks everybody else is inferior to him, and he has an attitude on him. When he fired Candace Owens, that was a huge, huge, huge mistake. Are you going to play it again?
I'm playing it again.
I'm going to play it again.
I do this intentionally.
This is why I want him off social media. You guys completely shadow ban him. Just don't have anything to do with this guy. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
There you go.
Now listen to this. Listen to this dweeb.
Take it off mute.
The Gospels, which were written. He was just a prophet. No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble. Just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Roman and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend in story and
so he's saying,
bigger and bigger deal as time
went
on.
Yeah, he had a group of followers and then that gradually grew and then
do you think
there
he was resurrected?
No, that's not a Jewish belief.
Okay, I just want to check.
Yeah, no. Or we're not into miracle stories. No, that's not.
You don't have any miracles?
No, not by Jesus. Right? No? They're ones in the Old Testament. Yeah, you've got Moses splitting the sea and all that.
What do you think happened there?
What do I think happened there?
Yeah.
Well, I'll go with the Maimonidean explanation that there was. It says in the Bible there was a strong east wind.
Oh, here we go. So, okay. Oh,
no, that's why I wanted to put that up there again. I can't stand listening to him. I'm actually quite nauseous right now. I think I need to go eat something before I puke. But the thing about this is, that's the guy that people were following as far as in the Christian community and in the basically, I guess you'd say, conservative Christian community for years. They thought he actually was believing in certain elements. So take that for what it is. I have zero support for that clown, especially when you're going to sit there and brag about that and blaspheme it. So again, another day, another story.
You're right. I feel nauseous.
Yeah, it's like I got to do a bubblegum show now. Like just watching somebody that tries to act like that. And like the thing is, it's one thing if somebody's like confused, right? There's a difference between knowledge being, you know, apart from somebody and not knowing. It's another thing somebody being overtly cocky, blaspheming Jesus like that.
Well, you know, one of our listeners wrote in and told me, I just want to biatch slap him upside the head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, whatever you want to do, you know, don't get me involved in this. He's just got that. He's that kid that's got that mouth that nobody ever busted in the face.
That's exactly. Well, you saw him try to do a speed bag that one time in the gym.
In the face. Well, what happens with kids like this? I know kids like this. You know, is that they basically run their mouth all the time and nobody ever busts them in the mouth, and because they're in a private school.
Yep. Okay? Usually their parents coddle them and they get them out of trouble.
And somebody tied him to his mom's apron string and they won't let him loose and he just turns into this giant little,
you know,
putty cat. You know, call him a putty cat.
Anyways.
Oh, God. And he's got that mouth going.
Yeah.
All the time he's got that mouth going. Unbelievable.
Well, that mouth's got trouble.
By the way, Trump now is getting so much backlash from Iowa farmers that he is actually dropping and slashing tractor tariffs in a bid to revive the Ag Belt optimism because he wants to maintain Iowa in his election. The Trump administration appears to be trying to inject new optimism across the nation's farm belt following the China meeting last month, during which Beijing committed to making billions of dollars of new purchases of U.S. agricultural goods. The White House's latest move is reduced tariffs on tractors and combines, a policy shift aimed at easing pressure costs on farmers already squeezed by diesel, fertilizer, and machinery costs. Late Monday, President Trump signed a proclamation. I'm making a proclamation here, slashing tariffs and imported agricultural equipment. You know, I remember when, you know, all this stuff used to be made in America.
I remember, too, when we didn't just unilaterally start throwing tariffs on certain items that we had to have without getting facilities built here first.
Now, haven't you noticed how all the prices have gone down, our taxes are gone, and how everything's so much better since he put tariffs on? Nothing changed because the Federal Reserve Bank deemed it so. This is just another hidden tax is all that was on all of us.
That's exactly what it was. That's all it was. That's why all the European vehicles now, prices have gone through the roof because they've baked the tariffs and the MSRPs now. So they can't. They found that there's no way to put a tariff on a sticker like that, and everybody's going to pay for it. They can't see. You get sticker shock. So everybody's raising MSRPs, Mercedes, Volkswagen, all of them. And so they ate a lot of it, and they baked a lot of it in. And so that's why everybody's paying more and more money for stuff that they need to have now. I mean, it's like aluminum wheels. A lot of aluminum wheels have always been coming out of China for forged wheels now from wheel companies. Now, like, wheel companies are charged the roof to try to get the raw material for the aluminum blanks and stuff. Like, they've gone up 20-30% the tariffs. And so it's, it's an interesting world that we're in with that whole thing. But I'm still waiting to get an audit on the Federal Reserve and also audit on Fort Knox. I'm waiting on that one, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that one.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine tell me one time that these entities use gold to go through interdimensional portals in this part of their system as far as travel, and that's why it's so precious to them. Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But that was interesting because gold, it seems, is just as precious to them as it is to us. In fact, that one movie, Cowboys and Aliens, kind of said that, didn't they?
Yeah,
that
was
kind of like trying to. You know, I remember there's a really good movie with Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall. It was Open Range. And it was great because this sheriff, like, threatens Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall. They're going to do certain things to him. And what was interesting about this, the sheriff's henchman, the guy who was running the sheriff's office, did this. And Kevin Costner said something that's so true. Now, listen to me on this, friends. This is really important. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again because it's that important. If you listen really, really carefully, most people tell you what their intentions are.
They'll tell you what they're
doing. I would never call the police on you if you did this. They're just telling you they're about to call the police on
exactly
you.
Exactly right.
I would never report you if you did something like this. They're telling you they're about ready to report you. You know, I remember that I had this kid that I knew in college, and he had done some stupid stuff, and the dean said to him, I'm not saying to you that I would ever call the police on you. He just told him what he's planning on doing. You know, and so be really, really careful. And if you get called for anything whatsoever in front of anybody for any reason at all, and it sounds like it's going to go legal, you shut your mouth and call your attorney. I'm letting you know that. Just have an attorney. Like if you were in a six shooter, right, and you're walking around, but that six shooter is going to be your attorney now. You just pull it as soon as you need it. I'm just letting you know, and make sure that you understand that you need to have an attorney on retainer, if at all possible. You think, well, I don't want to do that. Okay, have fun with all that. By the way, electric vehicles lead major car maker to report first loss in decades. Honda Motors.
Wow.
Has reported its first annual loss in nearly 70 years. The Japanese case-based car maker company has been listed on the stock market since 1957. The combination of electric vehicle bets and Trump trade policy led to its first ever red in the year. EV demand is done. Due to the rollback of environmental regulations in the U.S. and other factors, Honda said in the statement and report, the company faces $9 billion. That's a lot of money. Ooh. In restructuring costs because of the lackluster electric vehicle demand. It suffered a $2.7 billion loss last year. Can you believe this, Austin?
You know what's so stupid? Honda. You know what's so crazy about this, right? And I saw a guy talking about this the other day, and he said, can you imagine if all these companies, right, all this money, you got Honda, you got Ford, and we're talking every company, tens of billions of dollars of losses. I mean, they've all shown losses. In aggregate, you're talking about hundreds of billions in aggregate across all the manufacturers. Can you imagine if all these manufacturers had been using this money, excuse me, drink some water. They've been using this money.
Got a bad meal last night. We're way too much salt on
it. Yeah, it was.
From what used to be a really good restaurant.
It used to be a great restaurant. I will never go there again. They've been spending all these hundreds of billions that they've wasted on this. If they actually were doing it to advance technology on how to make unbelievably highly, like high efficient, high horsepower internal combustion engines, the technology to do all these different things with hydrogen engines, drink water, power engines, all this stuff, hundreds of billions in aggregate loss to these EV platforms. How much more advancement we could have done if we took all that money and advanced motor vehicles and internal combustion engines and basically allowed them to thrive. It boggles my mind.
We're beyond that. There's enough air, enough electricity, and enough energy in our
look at hydrogen cars. These guys, multiple guys have built that.
No, it's
running motors off water.
It's beyond that. Tesla came up with a whole thing of electricity. There's enough air, electricity, you know, in the atmosphere to power cars with never ever. You have to just have make sure you have oil in them, make sure they don't overheat, and you could run everything on what's the electromagnetic energy. The gravity is like an electromagnetic field. Hate to say that for you guys who really want to believe in gravity. And so the crazy part about it, it's all around us. And they know that. Tesla told them that. He told them how to use it.
I used to race motocross. Gravity's pretty real, bud.
I didn't say electromagnetic.
You said you want to believe in gravity.
No. It's an electromagnetic field, and it feels like gravity.
Earth hurts.
And if you step off a 10-story building, that electromagnetic field is going to give you a real big banger.
You come up short in a 60-foot step-up, you're going to find out what gravity is.
That's why when they use electromagnetic field around our electromagnetic jets that basically fly on electromagnetic gravitational fields, they become weightless. They've got the technology already. Don't you remember when they had that the movie with Will Smith? You know, what was it, Independence Day?
Oh, yeah, what's remember? The day? They, remember? They let go of that thing.
They let go of the spaceship. It's just floated. It just floated. And they're like, it's like weightless. It's just moving around. Well, they have that technology. Never mind. We won't go there today.
Florida, first again. We're down here. Number one, first state in the country to sue OpenAI and Sam Altman. Monster of a lawsuit. Good riddance. He said OpenAI no longer has to worry about being last in the AI IPO race. Essentially, Florida now became the first state to file a lawsuit against OpenAI and chief executive Sam Altman, launching a broadside of growing rebellion against the safety failings of artificial intelligence that nobody wants to address. The lawsuit filed Monday by Florida Attorney General James Utmeyer claims OpenAI and Altman knowingly released unsafe products and ignored warnings that were harmful to users. The 83-page lawsuit states that OpenAI allowed ChatGPT to aid and abet shooters, encourage people to take their own lives, degrade users' critical thinking skills, and addict minors to tools that fiends human compassion. The litany of harm is driven by defendants' insatiable quest to win the AR arms race and amass large fortunes despite knowing the dangers of ChatGPT. According to the lawmakers, legal authorities, and public interest groups have increasingly been raising concerns about the personal societal risk posed by AI, one of the fastest-growing consumer technologies in history and also one of the most harmful in such a short period of time. This is interesting. We'll see how this goes. This is a big one. And I'm proud of Florida again. We like to do things first down here a lot of times. And I've continually encouraged people to make sure you're protecting your children against using a lot of these platforms. Guys, don't start becoming such a AI fiend that you don't know how to do your own critical thinking anymore. I told you guys the other day, I was talking to somebody, and they referenced like ChatGPT. Reference again. It referenced like six times. I said, do you actually do any of your own? Well, this is what they told me. I said, you do understand who owns these companies, right? You do understand who can manipulate the data. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not even arguing with you on some of the topics you're saying, the statistics. They're probably accurate. But you do understand how this is going to work to manipulate and control the masses after a long enough period of time where everybody is all going to go to these AI platforms to get all of their information, all their knowledge.
And it's all always incomplete.
And it's always going to be 96 to 97% true. Except for those 3% that they're going to get you with the fake news.
Bible warns you. Little leaven works its way through the whole loaf.
And slowly but surely, they continue to change the entire mindset, direction, and opinions of the general population, and you won't even know it happened.
Propaganda.
Yeah. Libraries won't exist anymore, guys. Physical books won't exist anymore if we don't keep them alive. This is what they're planning on doing with a lot of AI and with a whole lot of other things.
Oh, by the way, I've been reading this article on Shapiro again. I want to go back to it for a second. Now, I want to show you why. I'm going to give you the exact reason that Austin just said 3% is lies. Okay? 3% I disagree with. The article's pretty good, except for these 3%. Listen to the 3%. This article said that basically they call it a racism factory, and they're asking them to please explain it. Now, listen to this. Listen to this, Austin. You're going to love this. Well, you won't love it. You're going to hate it. It was a pithy way to describe what I think is happening to Ben Shapiro right now, which is what he has found himself on the wrong side of the far-right vibe shift that's happening. Now, they're not even mentioning what he said about Jesus here. You got a person like, you know, Joe Rogan, who's got millions of listeners, and you decide to blaspheme Christ and make fun of him? Are you kidding me? And you think now you wonder why nobody wants to listen to you anymore, you idiot? Now, listen to him. Now, here's what he said. But listen how he says it. The question of should America conservatives support Israel, I think, has quickly become the deciding factor in canonizing the new wave of MAGA, or even post-MAGA conservatism in America. There's a lot of creators on one side who say that we should not be involved with Israel. They say that, here, listen, largely for anti-Semitic purposes, but also because they're xenophobic and isolationalists. But they know that this is a red line that they can go across. Ben Shapiro cannot follow them there being anti-Semitic because he's an Orthodox Jew who supports Israel and is fairly standard conservative, all things considered. And so this is among the many other problems that Shapiro is having right now in trying to hold his digital media empire together. Wait a minute. So a lot of creators who say that the reason that they're against Ben Shapiro and the reason they're against Israel is because they're anti-Semites. They're xenophobic. Now, that really... No, listen to me. That's the 3% he's talking about. Oh, you're a xenophobic. You don't like foreigners. Well, I don't really want foreigners over here unless they're really going to support the United States. I mean, does that make me xenophobic? No, it just makes me irrational. It makes me a conservative American. You don't like Israel. Oh, wait a minute. Stop. Makes you an anti-Semite. Wait a minute. You shoot children for sport in the Gaza Strip from your towers just for fun. You basically rape women and children. You have dogs come and do all kinds of horrible things to these prisoners. You do all of this stuff in the name of your country, and you go into Lebanon, and you bomb it, and you raise it, and bulldoze the cities that are there that Lebanon's never done anything to you. And you say, well, you should love Israel for what it does. Well, actually, I don't. And so it has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with what they do and how they live and what they do to other people. I mean, that's why I don't care for that country at all. No, I pray for it. I do. I pray that every tongue shall bow. Every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow that Jesus Christ is Lord. Number one homosexual destination in the world? No, not my favorite place to go. Just thought I'd mention that to you. What do you think, Austin?
I already covered that, the big party they're having here in June this month now out there. That's the four-day orgy on the Sea of Galilee.
No, it's the Jordan River.
Yeah, big river they got over there. And the other one, that dumb.
It's not much of a river anymore. It's kind of a stream now.
No, it's that one. The Dead Sea. Yeah. The Dead Sea. They're a big festival. Big party festival there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just, yeah. That's
nice. Oh, it's family friendly too, by the way.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Literally, they said that.
Yeah. Make sure you indoctrinate those children young.
It's a gay orgy that's family friendly. I'm going to leave that there. You do that with that. You do with information as you want.
But anyway, make sure you send them your tax money. And you make sure they integrate to the U.S. military.
Gosh, yeah, I don't know that one.
You make sure you give them control of our nuclear launch codes. I think you need to do that. Oh, that'll never happen. Okay, just whatever.
This is an interesting thing now here. I want to cover this with you guys. This is a topic that's come up now with the N1X, new AI NVIDIA platform that's being injected with Windows now. This is a spyware laptop era unlike anything we've ever witnessed before. This is crazy. So they have this new chip that's being in the NVIDIA N1X chip, the next generation processing run AI on your laptop. It's quietly integrated into Microsoft Windows under the banner of intelligent assistance. But here's the truth. It isn't about making your life easier. The N1X combined with Windows represents the final nail in the coffin of personal privacy. When you buy the Windows laptop with a chip, you're not just buying hardware, you're buying a permanent wiretap that sits on your desk. The combination of the AI horsepower and Microsoft's data-hungry operating system creates a dystopian surveillance grid that mines your digital life 24/7 and sells your information everywhere you go. The company forces you to log in with a Microsoft account, collects telemetry on every app you open, tracks your browsing history, and even logs your keystrokes under the guise of improve learning. This is nuts. These features cannot be disabled. As documents repeat, Windows 11 is spyware by design. The company's own privacy policy admits they collect voice, text, and physical activity data at all times on your laptop. This is crap. This is just nuts. The chip enables AI models to run locally, meaning they can process your screenshots, read your emails, analyze your browsing habits without sending data to the cloud. Sounds like privacy, right? Wrong. The data stays on your machine but remains fully accessible to Microsoft through operating systems and a driver layer. As one of the Trend Journals notes, we are fast rushing to fling open the door to AI co-pilots, comprehensive data and software in the cloud that knows all we digitally produce. This is the gateway to total surveillance, and the N1X is the hardware enabler that lets Microsoft spy on your computing activity in a way we've never seen possible. This is a photo. Oh, give me a photo, Rich. Give me camera four. This is the crazy part that you've seen on this now, the surveillance nightmare. This is an interesting photo. It says the data siphoning, the Windows 11 integration, the privacy breach, the telemetry. What they're doing is, and this is why I told you guys before, they're building an entire grid around everyone so that nothing you can ever do is private anymore. This is why they're trying to tie in the phones with this insane build that they put together that they want everybody to, you have to monitor your behavior to see if you're inebriated or you're okay to drive in order to start your car up. They want to check these things on your phone 24/7. They want to do all these things to continue to monitor you. So I tell everybody, opt out of stuff. Don't buy it. Stay away from it the best you possibly can. And by all means, get involved locally with some of the stuff with the Flock cameras, the AI data centers, and push back as much as possible.
You've got a little bit more energy than I do this morning, in spite of your poisonous meal last night. You know, no, we go to this restaurant. It was going for 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And it used to be one of the best restaurants in Central Florida. And the owner basically sold it and had like a 5-year, 10-year, whatever it was, non-compete. He went over to Italy and decided to start to do his own thing over there. We got bored. His non-compete ended. He opened another restaurant right across the street and basically stole the employees and the chef from the old restaurant that he had. And so now this other restaurant, which was running on the old guy's, you know, reputation, has gone unbelievably downhill. Just give me a second for this purple stick to hit, and we're going to catch up to Austin.
Purple stick to hit.
Okay.
Well, it's because I took attention factor.
Oh, okay.
I took attention.
No,
I cheated.
No, that's wrong.
That's not wrong. You won't take it. Here, take some B12.
I'll take B12.
Yeah. Now, so, all right. True confessions. Whoops. Last night, my kids want some food.
Okay, hey, I'm going to take five.
Restaurant's called Arabella's. I'm going to put them on blast because I'm pretty irritated. I haven't done anything to
redeem
me yet.
Last time I went there, the fish was so overcooked, couldn't eat it.
I need to be indemnified. I need to be made whole again. It's horrible. So we got takeout and food to go. And I've gone to this place for like 15 years. It was probably one of the best Italian restaurants in downtown Winter Haven.
It's one of the best in the state, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, they top rated everything.
It had a pianist playing songs that you could actually request certain music.
A pianist.
It's called a pianist.
I know. You said it was sublingual B12 in your mouth. Sounded kind of weird.
No, I didn't say that. I
want to clarify that for everybody.
He plays piano.
There you go.
It's awful.
Well, no, it's just, B12 will get you sometimes. But, so, I digress. Went over there last night, ordered some to-go foods. It was getting late. Kids want some different stuff. They want some.
We are not endorsing that restaurant.
No, I'm absolutely not endorsing. I'm telling you, I won't go there again. And, they basically ordered a bunch of food. Kids wanted some chicken Alfredo, which they used to actually hand make their own pasta. And they used to, way back in the day, it was a GMO. They actually had like organic pasta they'd make there. But I asked them years back, it is not that way anymore. And so they got some food. I got some steak. Steak was horrible. Lana got salmon. Salmon was horrible.
It's not
the
even
chicken
wild.
Alfredo that the kids had, I had to wash the chicken off last night so it was edible. It was so salty. I took a bite of it. I spit it out. I said, you can't eat this. I mean, it wasn't cheap food. I'm like, every single thing we got was horrible. And I don't do takeout food very often.
I'd take it back this morning. I'd say, I'm going to
read. No, I'm probably going to run back over there. Here's a bag of leftover food in here. Give them money back. And I don't normally ever do that. Put it this way, guys. And if something's wrong sometimes, I'm like, hey, can you guys fix it? But I am going to talk to him this week. I mean, my stomach was so messed up last night after I ate it. I felt like I ate like Taco Bell or something. I mean, I'm talking like quality grade D. I don't know what they're doing at that restaurant. Well, but
I already told them. They poached the doggone staff there from the old owner.
And because, you know, I'm really picky about what I eat. And I don't like processed foods. I don't like ultra-processed foods. And yeah, I can tell very quickly when I eat something how my body runs off of it. And, boy, I did not like last night's food.
I was there a couple of weeks ago, about 6 weeks ago. Last time I've gone there, too. And no, about 4 weeks ago, I guess. And what ended up happening is we had one of our listeners come into town, and I took her to dinner over there. And we ordered the fish, and the fish was so overcooked you couldn't cut it with a fork. And when you got to take a knife to a piece of fish, and I asked him, I asked if it was wild salmon, and oh yeah, but it was white. It wasn't even red. And wild salmon is always red.
It's always red.
And so then I said, I need you to go back and talk to the chef, find out if it's, and it never came back to the table. Because I find out if it's wild. And then I told him, I said, there's an 11th commandment. Thou shalt not overcook fish. That's what I said to him. And I said, you tell the chef that. Well, he's new. We've been having complaints all night the fish is overcooked. It was like rubber.
Dude, this isn't the place. It's a really high-end restaurant.
By the way, now you're talking about all this stuff on the Jim Gates laptop stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Well, yeah, there's the NVIDIA stuff, not Jim Gates, but all this new AI tech software.
I thought it was Microsoft.
Microsoft, yes. NVIDIA and Microsoft are working together.
That is Jim Gates.
Bill Gates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Carnival Cruise. Remember I told you, never, ever go on a Carnival Cruise ship.
Never.
Last time I was there was so much hair in the food, I had lost 7 pounds. You think I'm joking? I'm not. It was filthy. The whole filth ship was filthy. Oh, but that's right. He moved his residency into Israel. Oh, I didn't say that. Just the guy who owns it. Carnival Cruise's data breach leaked information on nearly 6 million customers.
Gosh.
Carnival Corporation said the personal information of nearly 6 million customers was leaked due to a data breach in April when an unauthorized actor, whatever, deceived an employee to access part of the corporation's IT system. How'd that even happen? The cruise company said it immediately took action to block it after millions were breached and contacted third-party security experts and police. The company's data breach notice filed with the Maine Authority Attorney General's office said the hack had affected 5,995,277 people's personal information. Now, I can only warn you and warn you and warn you and warn you not to do a Carnival cruise ship. There's like 5 different brands underneath that, including Holland America. I will never go on that ship again. The captain was a nightmare. The ship was a nightmare. The crew was a nightmare. The whole thing was filthy. The food was a nightmare. Everything about that ship was awful. And, you know, and it's happened several other times to other people that I've spoken to. Avoid Carnival Cruise Line like they're the plague. You know, you need to, if you walked on a Carnival cruise ship, you need to make sure that you bring a cross, a whole bunch of doggone, you know, holy water, and you need to make sure you got garlic around your neck. This place is that bad. Stay away from Carnival. And that's my opinion. And when they were so mean to me on the last time I was on that ship, you know, if you threw a bunch of people off the ship, threw them off. Threaten, throw me off. Because my daughter went to the doggone thing without permission to the club howl they have. And I mean, he has me in the doggone, he has me in the captain's office, right? You know, and he starts chewing me out. And I'm listening to him. He goes, this guy wants to throw me off the boat. No, I didn't do anything. My daughter did. And finally, he looked at me and goes, what do you have to say for yourself? You know, remember, I'm the paying customer. And my response to him was in German, du hast recht. It means you're right. You know, my daughter went to the thing by herself. She should have done that. Du hast recht. He goes, oh, what else do you have to say? Du hast recht. And he goes, I thought you were an American. I'm speaking German to him. He's Dutch. I said, no, I'm American. My mom was from Germany. And he goes, oh, bah, recht. You know, he goes, I don't want to hear anything about it. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, we're good. We're off the ship in 4 days. Nightmare from hell, captain. Nightmare from hell ship. Now it's releasing data everywhere. Don't ever go on. And you know, it's so funny. I told Sharon that. I know. My purple stick's kicking in. It just did. And it was so funny. I told Sharon when that happened. I said, in some cases, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
And now the podcast is mightier than the captain screaming and yelling at me. It was one of those deals. Don't go on Holland America. Don't go on a Carnival ship. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. There's enough other cruise lines you can get mad at. Don't get mad at this one. I'm already mad at it. What should I
get mad at? Well, a lot of times you don't realize, though, when you go on those cruise ships, the captain is basically the president, guys. Like, you're maritime law. If you piss him off,
he throw you off.
You passport your stuff and leave.
We had the lifeboat drill. Well, nobody ever used to go to lifeboat drill.
They make you go to it now.
Oh, this guy was, you know. So we had about 20 people apparently on the first cruise we did. We picked up the ship in Buenos Aires. Decide they were wore out from jet lag. They come from all over the world. They didn't show up to lifeboat drill. Next thing you know, next port of call, all their bags are by the front, you know, by the entrance to the boat. And
they kicked them off over the lifeboat drill.
Oh yeah, they were booted off.
Jeez.
I mean, sometimes they give them a second chance, right?
Yeah.
No, go weg. You have a genug gehabt. Raus. I've had enough. Out.
Be gone. This is another topic that's gone wild here.
I like purple sticks.
I know you do. Critics question the $60 million contract for Ebola vaccines built on the COVID-era platform.
Don't you remember they had that other little virus coming up a few weeks ago?
Hantavirus.
Remember?
Where'd that one go?
Well, no, what happened is everybody figured out that meant folk, fake. In Hebrew. And so they said, oh, we can't use this one. It's already made the internet. We
have to Ebola it is.
Well, no. We need more remdesivir. And so, you know, the crazy part.
You're right about that.
Yeah, but no, the Ebola thing, now they're quote-unquote quarantining people in different ports of call and different airports. Whatever. It's Ebola. How many times have we heard this bell ring? But American population, because of the movie with Dustin Hoffman, with that bunny Ebola.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Outbreak, I think it was called.
Outbreak, yeah.
Great movie, by the way, but boy, I tell you, it was scary, boy.
Yeah, creepy.
A creepy movie. And so people said, so they got that burned into the synaptic function of an entire generation who watched it now in reruns. They're like, oh, it's the Buddha. Huh. You got to be careful. Du bist vorsichtig sein. You have to be careful. No. Just don't go to Africa.
Yeah, Uganda's apparently has some problems in the Congo. Probably just stay away from it right now. But
oh, we got to talk about burgers.
Hold on.
We told him yesterday we're talking about healthy burgers.
I haven't talked about healthy burgers. Let me finish this, though. I want to finish this thought. They said the CEPI is committing up to $50 million, along with another vaccine development, which is the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations. They are testing Moderna's experimental Ebola vaccine built on the RNA platform used for Spikevax, the COVID-19 vaccine. They're making the Ebola shot an RNA gene therapy shot, and they're testing it out on the people in the Congo and Uganda.
This is why the people in Congo, Uganda hate
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I mean,
they hate the World Health Organization.
They kill them when they see them off.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
though they do. They're like, oh, they're trying to kill our scientists. Well, when you come in with a bunch of experimental shots, and all the people that gets the shot get Ebola, you have a tendency to kind of run these guys out when they show up with some hypodermic needles. Like, I'm just a thought. So, yeah. They had to figure out how to get RNA gene therapy shots in Uganda with the COVID RNA technology.
By the way, this is one of those things I would just say no to.
Ebola vaccine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dead.
Anyhow, no, I don't do vaccines.
That's a hard pass for me, man.
I do zero vaccines. Burgers don't have to be bad for you. How to choose the healthiest patty in the supermarket, why you should never eat plant-based burgers.
There you go. We'll talk about this yesterday.
Yeah, we already covered it. For some, they spark nostalgic memories of summer barbecues. For others, they no doubt make the perfect accompaniment to ice-cold beer at the weekend. I never liked beer with burgers. Never made them sense.
Makes you feel bloated.
Yeah.
That's not really.
And I don't drink beer. Yeah. Well, I had a beer with Mancow about 10 years
ago. Everybody's had beer before, whatever.
Whatever.
I will tell you, you want to get fat really fast, drink beer with burgers. Your body's starting to doesn't process. It will break down the food.
Well, Americans consume an astonishing 50 billion burgers a year, which is no surprise. Everybody's become so obese here. Well, not exactly considering a health food. Dietitians say they can be part of a balanced diet. Okay, now they can be. And it says, but you don't get the bacon, all that junk on it, it says.
No.
And it says that basically when you go out and you want to pick your burgers, like at a grocery store, make sure you get really good high quality meat. And said you can actually, incorporate some things like the really good Redmond salt, maybe a little pepper, onions, or binders, enhance taste and structure. A lot of times you use egg. In terms of nutrition, ground beef is a rich source of high quality protein, typically providing about 20 to 26 grams. And so it goes into detail about the different types of meat you can have with it, like brisket, et cetera, et cetera. And basically a lot of people want leaner meats, it was okay. But they're saying that they're okay in moderation, and they are, but they're high in calories. I know Five Guys, which I love. Okay, what's that thing? 1,500 calories for a burger?
No.
800 calories?
First off,
here we go.
You don't get mayonnaise on it.
That's right.
Pass the soybean oil.
No.
B, lettuce, tomatoes, mushrooms, jalapenos.
Mustard.
These are all low-calorie condiments you can put on top. What you don't do is you don't get like the Thousand Island sauce.
No,
The sauces are a lot of times what make burgers so unbelievably fattening, because you add like a sauce on this and a sauce on that, and it gets really high calorie, and it doesn't really enhance the burger that much, in my opinion. You have a good piece of cheese, two good patties, high-quality beef, peppers,
caramelized onions.
All those are low, low-calorie condiments on there. Now, you can do it. There's a high-calorie burger. But if it's cleaner, is burger, blue cheese, whole egg on top with avocado.
Whoa.
That's actually delicious.
But now, I'm thinking 1,500 calories. I'm thinking French fries and milkshake and all that.
Yeah.
But it then says if you can bear it, use a salmon burger. Don't do that. It's salmon burger.
Just eat a salmon. If you just ask which
burger's best for you. They said salmon burger, made from crushed up salmon. You know, I've had a salmon burger before. It was absolutely awful.
I have.
You know, and it says the Impossible Burger, which is a plant-based, contains almost 400 milligrams of salt. Wow.
They're not talking about the soybean oil in it.
Oh, if you're going to eat a hamburger, eat a real burger. Get some real good high-quality beef. You make it at home. Like I said, you can hold it together with eggs. You can put caramelized onions in it. You can make it taste great. Here's the big problem I've got with these places that sell the burgers. It's not the burger necessarily. It's the bun.
That's exactly right.
Because the bun has glyphosate in it, because it's not organic. I often wonder if I could go to Five Guys and give them an organic bun.
Yeah. I don't know if they did Five Guys. You'd go to a more exotic restaurant, they probably would do it for you, like that one in Tampa.
Yeah, I bet you Five Guys would. If you say, hey, I want you to use this bun. You know, of course, they got to be careful putting that bun on their grill because they got to make sure that you haven't
done
something.
That's exactly right. That's its liability to them. And especially, too, if you come back and you go, I got sick. Well, what'd you put on my bun?
Yeah.
Well, now you've got a whole chain of custody that you can't determine what was on what.
It was like that crazy lady years ago who said, there's these animals inside of the vaccine, these bugs, these things. Gross. And then they find out she never even had chain of custody of the sample she tested. Yeah. Nobody knows what
it was almost an empty vial that had been used up. And somebody found a trash can. They took out a trash can, gave it to somebody else, and they wrapped it up in a bag, gave it to her.
That's why when you do an experiment in science, you have to have chain of custody.
Yeah.
In other words, who touched the vial? What did you do with the vial?
Right.
What did they put in the vial? Where'd the vial go? Who stored the vial? And all the rest of it. Is it locked up in a safe vial? So you got to be real careful when you listen to people that say things sometimes that are so extreme that they can't prove any chain of custody.
If you want to have a really good burger and you don't want to eat the bread on it, you just make one with no bread. That's honestly, you make...
Five Guys, you get the lettuce wrap.
You get lettuce wrap on there, too. So, you know, don't...
But it's not the same.
You could still have a burger. You could still burn body fat. You can still stay in good shape by eating that. You just have to have it in moderation, too.
Make sure that you have good fiber in your diet, too. You have to have vegetables.
Yes.
By the way, thanks for listening to us today. I mean, it's been kind of a crazy show. I finally got booted up trying to catch up with also that last purple stick that I had. I love you guys. I really do. I'm so appreciative of what you do for us supporting the show and telling people that we're on YouTube now, which is like hard to believe. I'm surprised we're not kicked off that thing yet. But thank you for this. I mean, you let us know that, you know, you appreciate us, and thank you for getting your toothpaste from us and the other things that you do. And I say toothpaste because of no fluoride. Very important. Don't do fluoride toothpaste ever, please. And if you're not going to buy the healthy toothpaste from us, get it somewhere else. And thank you for your support. If you weren't getting your supplements from us, we wouldn't be here. This show is expensive to produce. And thank you for your grace and your mercy and all the things that you do for us and your prayers and the things that you, once we kind of say silly things, sometimes you kind of overlook it. Thank you for that. Because I really, really appreciate you, and I pray for you guys on a regular basis. Am Austin and I perfect? No. Do I have a halo that I can adjust? Absolutely. I have no halo here. Never said I had one. You know. And if I've ever offended you, and I've said something indistinctly or indirectly or whatever,
get over it.
No.
Oh, that's I thought you were going to say.
Please forgive me.
Something like that.
Get over it. That's awful.
Get over it.
Jeez.
Attention factor kicking in. What do you think is, I'm joking around with you guys on that. A lot of this stuff, you know, everybody's going to get offended by certain topics, and that's what we're here to do is equally offend everybody on a regular basis.
Especially the people that like veggie burgers.
Yes, especially people who like veggie burgers. But no, I try to bring you guys the truth, try to bring some humor, try to bring you real, true news, and also some of the highest quality supplements in the world that actually work, can make you feel better, to sleep like a baby kid. I was just actually reading reviews on it.
Karen told me last night, she said, thank you so much for the great supplements you guys produce.
We appreciate your support.
If we can make a better product, I mean, we personally take this stuff.
Right? Oh, yeah.
If we can make a better product, we would.
And we're coming out with a whole new line of prostate kit now, which is going to be products that we've been developing. Pretty cool.
Wait until you see this new.
This is
going to be how to have a healthy urine flow,
yep.
how to have healthy hormonal support if you're a guy.
It's going to be like a 3-pack stack that's going to work really good as far as balancing hormones and everything for guys. Really good formula. And you guys have asked me about this. I'm no longer carrying the meat buckets anymore, survival meat buckets. We're carrying basically the survival cans of beef or chicken. That's all they are.
Do we have any beef buckets left?
No. We're out of those. Well, I'm discontinuing the meat ones because the buckets were too big and there wasn't enough in them. And I'm trying to make it more efficient, everybody. So I'll let you guys know. I'll have those in stock this week. They're really, really convenient. It's freeze-dried beef or freeze-dried chicken, and it's a lot easier to store.
They're like the 1 gallon cans now, right?
Yes. Yeah. The meat buckets just weren't, they didn't have enough in them for what they were, and the buckets were too big.
Too much air.
The organic buckets we have are still great. We carry those, but I like having backup food. You guys know I'm a big fan of that because it's good to have extra calories on hand, especially protein. You know, you can keep big bags of rice, you can keep stuff like that, but you got to have some extra protein with it, and that's why I like these cans I'm going to throw on here. And also, be sure to check out, again, the 3 packs we put together on sale, different specials we have going on, and also the top sellers at the site at healthmasters.com. Be sure to sign up for the weekly newsletter and check out the health articles. We have these written up every week. There's actually one right here we have on prostate and the prostate support that we have, and we'll be actually re-adding the information of that and updating it soon with a new kit we're going together. So be on the lookout for that.
Oh, by the way, mosquitoes are now being released again in Florida and California. Millions of them have been
modified.
Have you got that picture?
Oh, no. I'll show it tomorrow. Remind me. You guys are going to want to see this photo tomorrow.
This is a hypodermic needle.
It's pretty crazy. It's a close-up of mosquito.
Show you a nasty-looking thing.
Have a good evening, my friends. Appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all on this show tomorrow, as always.
Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for being here for us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for promoting us on YouTube. It's kind of fun, actually, growing our show on YouTube.
We have 50 reviews on the Magnesium Brainfood.
Wow.
That's the number one highest-reviewed product we have. So thank you guys for that. You listen to me, and I appreciate that. I like my reviews.
And we love you guys. And if you need anything, call us. We're here to listen to you. And we actually, by the way, actually answer the telephone, which is kind of hard to do. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow. Keep your hearts and minds in Jesus all the days of your life. I apologize. I should have said that soon ago.